morning, King Felipe VI appeared in public with his father, Emeritus King Juan Carlos, for the first time in 2 years at the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II in Westminster Abbey yesterday. The funeral seating plan gave rise to an unexpected and historic photograph when King Felipe and Queen Letizia were seated alongside Juan Carlos, who lives most of his time in Abu Dhabi, and the King's mother, Queen Sofia. Juan Carlos's presence at the funeral caused some controversy here in Spain due to the scandals that surrounded his move to the United Arab Emirates in 2020. The four were seated in the second row in an area reserved for the representatives of Europe's royal families. The last time King Felipe was seen in public with his father was at the funeral of Juan Carlos's sister in 2020. In May this year, Felipe and Juan Carlos met privately in Madrid when the Emeritus King was visiting Spain for a regatta. Later yesterday, King Felipe attended the religious service in St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle, accompanied by his mother Sofia. The government may consider forcing power-intensive companies to shut down during consumption peaks if needed this winter amid a European energy crisis, said the industry minister Reyes Morato said yesterday. The companies would be compensated financially by the government, he told the media, adding that there was no need to impose such stoppages for now, adding that Spain's energy supply was guaranteed for the autumn and winter. Following the disruption in Russian natural gas supply after the invasion of Ukraine and subsequent sanctions against Russia, many European countries are facing potential gas shortages that would also affect electricity generated by gas-fired power plants during the winter. Amazon has suspended the construction of new warehouses in Spain until 2024, so local media reported yesterday, citing unidentified company sources. El Confidencial said the US e-commerce giant told its providers and partners to wait and see as pandemic-driven online shopping had slowed down. Amazon said in an emailed statement, "Our commitment to Spain remains." Amazon said in June it planned to add 2,000 new jobs in Spain in 2022, taking its total payroll in the country to 20,000. And against the backdrop of Picasso's iconic anti-war painting, the culture ministers of France and Spain gathered yesterday in Madrid's Reina Sofia Museum to kick off a year of commemorative acts to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the death of the Spanish artist who revolutionized the world of art. In Picasso, a celebration, France and Spain will be organizing more than 40 exhibitions, conferences and other events in museums in Madrid, Paris, Barcelona, Malaga and other cities in Europe and North America over the next 12 months. Picasso was born on October the 25th, 1881 in Malaga and died in France in 1973. In a career spanning nearly 8 decades, he is said to have created tens of thousands of paintings, drawings, sculptures and ceramics covering an incredible range of styles and movements that made him possibly the most influential and celebrated artist of the past 150 years. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.